You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
You know, this is like the spooky music. So somebody sent us a link to a terrific article on BuzzFeed about creepy facts that you'll really wish you didn't ever read, kind of a thing.
Right.
Well, you know, we do, every day at 5:50, we just do a random five. It's trivia. That's all it is. Five fun facts to know and share. And usually there's a little conversation that goes along with it, right? Then I'm reading these, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is real bad. And then I'm like, okay, now, regular radio shows would use this creepy Halloween music to reinforce the fact that these are horrifying, terrifying, creepy facts.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why we're going to use happy music to sell this. Because these are horrifying. For example, by the way, the name of the article is 23 Facts That You Shouldn't Read After 10 p.m. I grabbed 10 of them. Okay. Chainsaws were originally invented to aid in childbirth.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What?
Shelley, could you have used one of those?
There was a procedure in the 1700s.
What?
Began in the 1700s, carried over into the 1800s, where if the baby's too big to come out traditionally,
yeah.
We weren't quite clever enough to just go in through your stomach. So they'd remove part of the bone structure to get the child out.
Oh.
The original chainsaw version was hand cranked.
Ah!
Well,
no.
Tell me you don't want to just throw your headphones down and walk out of the room right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's nine more. Stay with me, okay?
Here we go.
Sean knows this one. It's estimated that at any given time, there are actually 25 to 50 active serial killers loose in the United States.
That's the rough estimate.
At any given moment.
Could be even higher than that.
It could be. It could, but just based on their statistics, that's the ballpark.
An inmate who survived the first round of electrocution. Let me just let that settle in.
Yes, the first round.
Said that death tasted like peanut butter.
Okay.
Well, that's not such a bad review.
No, hit me again.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, then they did. There used to be a thing back in the old days where if you survived the execution, you got to walk.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Because they
were a witch.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Well, or the hangman's noose or whatever.
Yeah.
It was your lucky day.
They had carried out the sentence,
and it was done.
Yep.
Just
because
you're still here.
We don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
No. We F up that shot, you're getting one in the other arm.
Tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Somebody texted, my vagina hurts now, thanks.
Uh-huh. That was me, I texted that.
Sorry. All right, this one I knew. Have you ever heard of something called Cotard's delusion?
No.
It's a psychological condition.
Why have I heard of this?
Because it's really screwed up.
Yeah.
A rare psychiatric condition which causes the sufferer to wholeheartedly believe that they are dead.
Yes, that's right.
In fact, not only are they dead, they are actually putrefying, breaking down, mm-hmm. or simply do not exist in this world.
Yeah.
They are convinced of this.
It is.
Some Cotard's patients refuse to eat because they claim that they don't need to.
What's
I'm dead.
The point, yeah.
Yeah. One notable patient died of starvation. Another woman asked to be taken to the morgue to be with the other dead people.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable around the living.
Yeah. That's
Cotard's delusion.
Wow.
Yeah. Dogs like squeaky toys because they sound like small animals being crushed.
Here you think the dog's cute.
Yeah, and that's why. That's exactly right.
Really, they're just thinking about destroying some poor little animal. Yes.
Then it crushes the animal, and it's like, wait, it didn't make that sound.
Hey, well, how weird is that?
So they really are trying to kill it.
There is a rare genetic disease called fatal familial insomnia. Here, if you have trouble sleeping, you're going to hate this part.
Great.
Over the course of months, you literally cannot go to or be put to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. The symptoms get progressively worse until your brain deteriorates and you die from exhaustion. Yeah. And it can't be stopped.
There's an episode of Law & Order about this. It originated in Italy for some reason. Why I know that, I don't know.
A lot of, drinking espresso, staying up late. I can't sleep. I have one more coffee.
I walk around till I die.
Yeah. You know. But don't worry if you die. You know that smell, patchouli?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never cared for it.
Nope.
Now, there's a reason. Apparently, it was originally used to cover up the smell of decaying flesh during the Black Plague.
And it would. It's very strong.
Yeah, it's very strong. It's off-putting.
Yeah. Well, now I'm suspicious every time I smell
Well.
Yeah, they're your serial killer.
Yep, there you go.
Speaking of serial killers.
Yes.
Bodies that need being disposed of. If you feed a human body to pigs, you will get back teeth and hair.
Yep.
They can eat entirely the rest of it.
Yep.
And will.
Yep.
Number of people, they don't have to be trained. You fall down in there, they're on you.
And they don't even need you to squeak.
No.
That's,
Hey, it makes the sound of a human being crushed.
In that that British movie with Brad Pitt, Snatch.
Yeah.
That's the one where the guy says in there, the line is, beware any man who keeps a pig farm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When CNN first signed on in the year 1980, I knew this one. They actually videoed and recorded a band playing a religious hymn that was supposed to be thrown up on television in the event of a nuclear holocaust. The world's coming to an end.
Yes.
This is the last thing we're going to play as we walk out of here.
Wow.
Missiles are on their way. Yep. You play this. Grab the tape with the skull and crossbones on it.
Yeah, because Reagan was going to blow up the world, Rick.
I know.
That was the fear that they wanted you. That's what they wanted you to believe.
Well, I wanted them to believe that. Yes. Stop asking me questions.
That's when we distracted him with jelly beans.
Yes.
Over here, Ronald. Over here.
Ronald.
Well, I do like those, Mommy.
Hey, he didn't have dementia until the second term. Come on.
I know. All right, then finally this. There, that's the one I'm looking for. Oh, no, that's not it.
I'm not using that.
It is great, but I want that one. The Star Wars Christmas Special. No. That's my last horrifying fun fact.
I mean, that was pretty horrifying.
Yeah. This movie came out in the year 1977.
Mm-hmm.
That year was the last time the French used the guillotine to chop off someone's head.
Wow.
Oh, really? 77. They went long with that, didn't they? Jeez.
77.
Wow.
Hey, it worked pretty good for them.
Oh, yeah. It was an effective device.
Yeah.
And you know what? The world of basket weaving hasn't had nearly as steady a customer since. You got to catch those heads in something.
Yeah, and it was a good symbol.
Well,
you wheel out one of those when you're getting tired
you
of
bet.
Stuff. And
Jim, you want to come down to the HR office and bring a peach basket?
Is Jim? Richard? Peach basket?
There you go. Fun fact to know and share. Share that. Next time Star Wars comes on, you can brighten the whole room and go, hey, you know what? The year this movie came out, last time the French cut some person's head off. A giant, sharpened, humongous razor blade on a string.
Ah!